Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The North Carolina Zoo has a wonderful educational program that harnesses the power of the arts to engage people with nature and conservation. It's called the Poetry of Conservation, and this weekend, the zoo's poet-in-residence, family physician and geriatrician Bill Griffin wraps up his tenure with two fabulous workshops for adults and kids. Coming up at the zoo on Friday morning, it's My Favorite Animal Is, Bill's workshop for kids ages 7 to 14, where you'll learn about animals by putting yourself in their walk and their talk. Bill will teach the techniques of writing a persona poem. And you'll hear poems spoken in first person by animals, and then you get a chance to write and share a poem about your favorite zoo animal. That's July 13th from 10 to 11. Then on Saturday morning from 10 to noon, older teens and adults can enjoy Bill's workshop, Naturalist Poet, Poet Naturalist. You'll enlarge your perspective, inform your writing, and expand your impact as poets. Bill Griffin will facilitate the discussion of several nature poems and guide participants through the process of composing nature poems of their own. Bill spoke with me by phone from his office at the North Carolina Zoo. On Saturday, it's time for the adults to roll up their sleeves and get engaged with poetry.
Right. We're going to be really exploring how close observation of nature can inform your poetry and also make it more vivid and meaningful. There's a quotation from James Joyce, in the particular is the universal. So we're going to read some nature poems and then have a chance to do some writing and sharing in that way. And if there's any animal crackers left over, we'll have those too.
That sounds great. Oh, hey, could you leave us with one more of your poems about nature? A short one about any of your favorites. That'd be great.
Sure. This is the poem I'm going to use for the children's workshop. We're going to talk about the bear and all about, you know, what does a bear look like? What's it eat? What's it thinking about? How's it smell? And then I'm going to read them this poem, and then they're going to, you know, pick an animal to write about. So this is from a real bear encounter I had up at Cosby Knob Shelter, which is currently closed in the Smokies because there's too many bears up there. Bear, if you hear me, it will be a nut falling from the buckeye. If you hear me, it will be a dry branch seeking earth. It will be slender fingers of mountain ash waving praises to the ridgeline sky. If you see me, it will be a shadow only one breath deeper than twilight. If you see me, it will be the twist of heart that skips a beat, the stark of pupils gone abruptly wide. I am mist that enfolds the laurel. I am stone that reclines beneath black hemlocks. I am a rumor at Madryn Bald, a tremor at Mount Gio. Raven is mistaken. This ridge is mine. And if you hear me, it will be the rising chest of the mountain and its timeless, slow exhale. And if you hear me, it will only be because I didn't hear you first.
Oh, the menacing bear. That's great. I love how that pivots in that such a jazzy way with Raven is mistaken.
Yeah, Raven thinks he knows it all, but no, bear is boss.
My thanks to the North Carolina Zoo's poet-in-residence, Dr. Bill Griffin. Coming up at the North Carolina Zoo on Friday morning, it's Bill's workshop, My Favorite Animal Is. It's ideal for kids 7 to 14, where they'll learn about animals by putting themselves in their walk and their talk. That's July 13th from 10 to 11. Then on Saturday morning from 10 to noon, older teens and adults can enjoy Bill's workshop, Naturalist Poet, Poet Naturalist. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.